Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
I don't know.
Judge Smale, sir?
Sit down, Danny.
Talked to Pete Scolari last night. He's going to get that training brought back here real soon.
Who's in here?
Oh,
God. All right.
Shut up.
What's that candy wrapper doing there? Don't you see it? Well, pick it up!
I had a little problem today at the gym. And for any of you guys that work out, you know how it is when you go to the gym and there's a guy just hoarding a fucking station. And he is not moving things along. Like, he just thinks the gym is his and there's no one else there to work out. For some reason, he's just trying to go ahead and stake his claim and saying, you know what, guys, this is my station here all day. And it's a fucking cage. If you guys know anything about a cage, they have the barbell, you do squats, you do like the compound lifting there, right? So this guy just goes ahead, walks in there, and stays there for an hour. For a fucking hour on that thing. So what he does, he'll do his exercise, and then he'll sit on the bench and then look at his phone. As if he's fucking messaging people at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, he must be Facebook messaging, whatever it's done at that time of the day. I mean, MVP and I get up early, but we're not messaging like that all day. Not that early, anyways. And if I talk to girls, I'm not messaging that early either. Unless you're living in Hawaii. But anyway, this guy literally stayed there for an hour. From 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, he stayed glued to that station. And you know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to go ahead, now that I know he comes in on Tuesdays, that Tuesday, I'm going to beat him to the punch. I'm going to get there right before 5 o'clock. I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to make a fucking mess out of that situation. Because that guy is going to understand. You know, some people, you try to talk to them about it, but they don't get it. And then there's some people that just fucking need a lesson like that, right? I mean, they just need to be told this is, or be shown that you can't be doing that shit. And you must be saying, well, why, man? Or why are you starting a podcast like this? I don't fucking know. I'm derailing this thing. I don't want to talk about your fantasy teams. I don't want to gloat about how good your team is. I don't give a flying fuck at this point, okay? I'm 1-5. It hurts. I mean, Carter has been bullying me all year long. You know, he has a thing for me. I hear you, Carter. You want to be my rival? I get it. You know, I'm Duke. You're Maryland. I get it. You're not my rival, though. All right? But anyway, you got the guys that are just cheering against me, talking about a trade being shitty. Whatever the case is. You know, you guys are really, you know, raining on my parade as far as fantasy football. And just go ahead and derail it, Minnow. Just fucking don't give a fuck. I can't believe I signed up for this. So I'm going to just get started with this. I mean, I don't even... Well, let's start with myself, right? I went against Maddie Lang. And, you know, Maddie, we just know how to not score, huh? I mean, can we just get above 90 points at least? I mean, this is a old school 90s... basketball game, Knicks and Pacers. Just pure, boring fucking game. Just throwing it in the post and watch brick after brick after brick. That was the fucking game me and you had right there. I mean, we really did. And, you know, thank goodness you didn't start Adrian Peterson. Thank fucking God you fucking saved me. And, you know, I thought about that. Once he was traded there, I said, wow, that's going to be a great move because all their other running backs, I want to say Williams, Ellington, haven't done shit since David Johnson left. And it's like, wow, I mean, what a great spot for Adrian Peterson to be in. If you think about it, they have a decent quarterback in Carson Palmer. You know, they have a great offense. Bruce Arians is a very good offensive coordinator. Obviously, he's the head coach. But they have a good situation there. All they need is a running back to produce somewhat. And Adrian Peterson, yeah, he's, what, 32? But remember, he got suspended for a whole year. And so he has a year of, you know, not wear and tear on his body. And then, you know, he's a freak of nature. The guy's probably in better shape than you know, maybe some of the other running backs in the league. I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy's a freak of nature. And to count him out at this stage, I would say he's got a few more years. But anyway, thank you for that, Maddie. Not making it embarrassing for me, but you did a, you know, solid team there. I mean, Mercedes Lewis, what a mess there. I'm looking at here. Drew Brees, underperformed. But, man, 52-38, goodness. What the fuck? I didn't see that game at all. Yeah, DeMarco Murray, man, he just did me in. You know, Derrick Henry did some work there, but DeMarco got the touchdown. That's all that matters. I went into it down 6 points, I want to say. And you went ahead and took care of business, buddy. So good stuff. Fitzgerald looking amazing. That guy just catches the fucking ball, doesn't he? I was watching that game with the Bucks, and I was like, I turned it off by the third quarter. I was like, why am I wasting my time? I switched over to the Chiefs and Steelers game. It's just when my team is playing like shit, the Buccaneers, I just click the fuck out. Why am I going to waste the rest of my fucking afternoon watching that nonsense? Jameis Winston is out. I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go watch a better game here. Now, you know, it was a better outing over there. But, oh yeah, I just lost another one, man. Me and Greg, man, we're just shaking our heads on this one. I mean, Crowell doing me dirty. Big Ben and Crowell did me dirty this year. No one really produced. I mean, other than Fuller. And I knew that was going to happen. I mean, Will Fuller is going to get some shots to make some big plays because all the attention is going to be on Hopkins. And Deshaun Watson playing lights out like he is going to be ideal there. So, overall, man, it's just a shitty-ass performance for me with some of my main guys on a bye week. And that's what I get, right? Right, Carter? I mean, I know what you're thinking. You're like, good luck, but you're not wishing me good luck. You're like, thanks for playing. $200 in my pocket. But yeah, none of you motherfuckers took me up on it, huh? When I said, hey, take that Big Ben offer. Go ahead. Anyway, next up, MVP Realty versus the big bully, former champ Carter. 103, Carter. I always say this, man. You score 100 points in a 12-man league, you should be winning. But man, MVP Realty, he just got tired of you bullying, trying to, you know, go ahead and pee on yours truly. He said, you know, that's my rival. You don't come in here. You know, I'm the Red Sox. He's the Yankees. You know, he just kicked your fucking ass all over the place. Goodness, where do we start? Gronkowski, 21 points. Crabtree, 12 points. He came back, huh? He had some dry spells after that week one, but Crabtree came back for you, Derek. Big Ben, it was funny because we were messaging, and he was playing like shit watching that game. And then all of a sudden that bullshit play happens where he throws it intercepted. Should have been intercepted. The defensive back juggles it, right? Hits off his helmet. Antonio Brown grabs it. Breaks off two tackles. It's unbelievable. I'm like, wow, look at this fucking guy. Big Ben getting 16 points. Good for you. Goodness. Jordan Howard. Good situation there, man. He had a great run. I saw that in the highlights, man. But Jarvis Landry came alive for you finally. Hopkins, you know, he did his thing. You know, not a lot of targets there. Two receptions, but, you know, 8 points. Good stuff. And Houston defense. I was really debating getting them because they were playing Cleveland, and Cleveland just seems like they're disgusting. But, man, I'm telling you, great. I mean, you just picked some lottery winners here, buddy, and you just kicked ass all over the place. I don't think I've seen something this high on a 12-man league, so congratulations, D-Rock. You're bouncing back. You're making a turnaround, buddy. And Carter, you know, he's still in the mix. I'm trying to see where you left. Wow, yeah, Carson Palmer on the bench. 30 points. Yeah, Carter was just trying to sell him as a viable option where you can – why trade for Palmer when you could just pick him up the waiver wire, right? So, but, yeah, I mean, Carter, I mean, you just got your ass kicked. Not nothing against you. I mean, you picked some people and they produce. Again, I mean, when you have 100 points and, I mean, Cam Newton, he's turning it around, by the way. He's turning it around for you. That connection of him and Kelvin Benjamin is coming through for you. So I think you're going to be fine, man. You know, you're definitely going to be in the playoff picture, in my opinion. But MVP just had a phenomenal day. I mean, McKinnon, I mean, who would have thought that? But goodness, 143 points, D-Rock. Goodness gracious, what the fuck? Okay, next one here on the menu looks like a close one, man. Big Burke against Donnie D, the Casino Rat Pack. You guys went at it. Probably have some prop bets going on, I'm sure. You guys were all talking shit to each other, and it worked out for you. Big Burke, it did. I mean, Donnie, man, you've been spiraling out of control a little bit. You're sliding down, man. You're not who you thought you were, huh? All right. I mean, I'm looking at here, Tyrell Williams did you dirty. Jake Reed, Jordan Reed, right? Tight end for the Washington Redskins. I mean, what's up with him, man? Kirk Cousins, forget about him? David Johnson, fuck you. Fuck you. You damn right you better have 3.9 points. You better, motherfucker, because you're the backup, man. You're not the starter. Fuck out of here. You shouldn't be taking more points than Crowell over in Cleveland. Yeah, fuck yeah. Give it to him. Baltimore defense, look at that, Donnie. I mean, 20 points, and then your kicker gave you 21 on Monday night? Holy fucking shit, dude. But you know what? Big Berg had Alex Smith, Captain Checkdown, Le'Veon Bell. Welcome back. Welcome to the party, pal. He's on it. DeSean Jackson, 9.8. Brandon Cooks, man. He's turning it around over there in New England, doing some good stuff. And Cameron Brate, you know what, Burke? I should have known better, man. I should have went because I know Cameron Brate, as a Bucs fan, I know he works out a lot with Jameis Winston. Like, they do a lot of extra work, man. It's like the Marvin Harrison, Peyton Manning thing. You know, when guys are spending extra time, you just know in a game situation, they're going to go to him. And Cameron Brate is that guy, man. I fucked up big time. Greg, I'm fucking up left and right, bro. I left Kamara out there in the waiver wire. I left Brate out there in the waiver wire. I mean, I'm fucking shit up for our team big time. So my apologies, my friend. I'm really doing us dirty here. But Marshawn Lynch, 6.3. Overall, again, I mean, it was just a really good performance by you, Donnie. It's just Tyrell Williams, I mean, he came through. Didn't their number one draft pick come back? I forgot his name. Is that? I don't think that's him, is it? I don't know. I don't fucking know that team over there. Goodness, I think I know it, but I don't. What the fuck? Tevin Coleman over in Atlanta, 9.6. I mean, Atlanta is just looking sharp, man. But they had a bad outing against the Dolphins. God, that shit went from pretty to ugly, huh? I was watching that game, scratching my head, like, at that second half. I'm like, what the fuck? It's going on here. But I don't think, Donnie, you left any points on the bench. I mean, Evan Engram, you did. And he was the guy. I thought you were going to start him, man. Why wouldn't you start the guy that all the receivers are down, right, over New York Giants? All the receivers are down for the count. You know he's going to get the targets. He's their best catch option in New York. Why didn't you start him, huh? I don't know. But anyway, well, who the fuck am I to talk, right? I mean, I'm 1-5. But good job, Big Bert. You know, it's nice seeing, I like seeing the commish winning some here, and you know, it'll be interesting to know how much money you won on the side on this one, because I know you guys love the side action. Next up, the lovable loser, man, Kevin, team out for blood versus don't like it, sue me. And this was funny because I was talking to A-Train about this one. I said, man, did you fucking luck out or what? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, obviously going scrambling out of the pocket, and you know, it's that type of play where he's just running away or running from the defender or just trying to make a play and extending it, and then the guy just lays all 200 plus pounds on him and just piles him down to the ground. You just know shit's gonna happen with your shoulder, with your elbow, with your fucking collarbone, all that is gonna happen, right? And sure enough, it did. And you saw Aaron Rodgers, boy, he was just like, fuck you, motherfucker. Hey, don't get out there scrambling, doing anything crazy. That's what Big Ben's doing, right? I mean, Big Ben is now not scrambling anymore. He's like, I'm halfway out the door. So he's not doing any of that crazy shit. He's like, I'm done with getting concussions and getting hurt. And Rodgers, man, I think you need to take that route, my friend, because now you're gone for the year again. I mean, they're talking about signing Romo for you. I don't fucking get it. But you would think, Kevin, that, all right, Aaron Rodgers is out, right? And Winston's just going to go ahead and bail you out on this one. And that motherfucker, after the second series, he had a shoulder situation as well. Fell on it. Similar thing that happened to Rodgers. This, I was like, what? I mean, if you want to think about the Cubbies, and that's Kevin right now. Kevin is just not getting a fucking break this year. I mean, it's one thing with me because I'm making bad decisions. Kevin is, like, really just making the right moves, and he's getting fucked. And yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, Doug Martin's coming through for you. Thompson, you know, he's a pretty good, he's usually, what is he, like, I thought he was like a passing running back. pass catching running back. Who knows? But Golden Tate, obviously, that's solid. You know, with Stafford over there. Yeah, Randall Cobb. I mean, those receivers in Green Bay, wah, 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 they're going to go down. Zafarian Jenkins, wow, did he get screwed? I mean, this is why people hate the Patriots MVP. This is why they hate him, because you guys are – it's not like you guys need any help. You have the five-time Super Bowl champion, right? You guys were defending current NFL champions, right? Defending. And you're getting a bullshit call like that. I mean, come on, man. This is really unacceptable. But, hey, what are you going to say? Well, you're probably going to say, oh, nah. Yeah, they would have tied it up. They wouldn't have won, and Tom Brady would have came back and won it, baby. Yeah. Go Pats. That's what you would have done. But, man, you can't. It's fucking comedy. So Kevin got screwed with that. He got screwed with fucking Jameis Winston. I mean, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, where are you? Hello? One reception, 19 yards? What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Like Conor McGregor will say. Goodness, Kevin. I mean, they did you dirty. Did you fucking dirty. And your bench wouldn't have helped you. So, I mean, you're screwed. How about Atrian? How about you, Devin Henry, man? Now, look at that. 20 points. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Your team is brewing up to be something. You got options there. Thank God I didn't reach out to you for Aaron Rodgers. Because I wanted that fucker. I wanted him, Matt Ryan, or Drew Brees. Those are the three quarterbacks I wanted to replace Big Ben with. So. But, boy, I got lucky. All right, next up here. Sweet Ron, Mighty Jacks versus Big Blue. And, well, you know, Ron is just on that victory tour, man. He's on that. You know, redemption tour, I should say. I mean, this is really some ugly shit going on here, Ron. I mean, you got Kirk Cousins, 35 points. Melvin Gordon, 28. Christian McCaffrey, 14. I mean, that's all you needed, right? I mean, look at that. And then your kicker came through for 11 over Luton, New Orleans. That was a fucking scoring fest there, huh? Keenan Allen let you down. But, man, 115 points, man. What the fuck, man? That's good shit. And look at that. You have Mariota on the bench. Look at that. Look at that, Ron. You're proving us all wrong. You're showing us that you could do this, man. You're proving me. I know Carter's not going to go ahead and drink the sauce, but here you are, man, doing some damage. And you know, Paul, man, he's just had a tough year. I mean, now Ezekiel Elliott, you know, David Johnson went down. I mean, you can only do so much, right, Paul? I mean, it's just like, fuck, if you're taking my aces – out of the deck. I mean, what can I play with here? You know, you have nothing going on here. I mean, you have Frank Gore, Willie Gallman. I want to say Willie Gallman. I don't even know his fucking name. I don't know these backups that when I see their names, I don't fucking know you. You know, I mean, I don't sit there watching ESPN all fucking day anymore. That's for you guys to do. All you married guys, you know, enjoy that life. Demaryius Thomas. You know, your receivers came through. Goodness, even Devontae Adams, huh? I mean, but I'm thinking, oh, that's going to slow down over there. But let me see here. Amendola, nope, didn't show up for you. Yeah, I mean, Stafford did his thing. It was just more of, gosh, I mean, just your running backs are hurting you. But it's not of your doing, man. What can you do? And then you got, like, 30 guys on buys. Holy shit, dude. It's a tough deal. This is one. You can't control, my friend. You're definitely getting screwed, for sure. But, well, you know, kudos to Sweet Ron, man. He did his thing. He has a good team there. So, looks like you're going to be here for making a deep run. So, good luck. And until next week, right? Next up, on my last matchup summary here, is Diesel and Money Never Sleeps versus Bit Deeves. You know, and it was very funny in the group chat. And by the way, Kamish, we got to have, if you want to do a group chat, you got to get all 12 members in it, whether they like it or not. They have to be in the group chat. So they could be in on this shit. You know, I know you're not BFFs, and I know we're not all BFFs. I know we don't talk. We don't hang out together. I know some people are more sensitive than others. You know, all these different dynamics. You have to massage it. But guess what, Kamish? That's what you get paid the big bucks for. Okay, you gotta make this happen and get everyone on a group chat so everyone is in on this thing that we talk about. Okay, All right, that's a memo to you. Now, going back to the summary here, big trade, by the way. I don't know who it was who sent that message on the group chat, but it was pretty fucking funny when you said, I veto all trades. You know what you are, my friend? You are a fucking hater. Yeah, I just don't want to see trading. I want to see you fucking pay the price for shitty drafting. I love it. I love that spirit, though. I do, but all right, let me go back to the summary here. Big trade, though, with Diesel and A-Train. They went ahead and got Ingram. He needed a running back here, and because his guys, man, goodness fucking gracious, Golizli and Anderson are just letting you down. And Deshaun Watson is playing lights out. So, yeah, ride that fucking train. You know, you got to ride that train. And it was almost enough, man. Gosh, if your running backs would have came through these, I mean, just giving you. I mean, goodness, not even 2 points. Oh, that's disgusting. That's the way. Look at Kobe Fleener. 38-point game, you know, the Saints put up. And he gets 0 points. I mean, that's just really sad, man. You must be really pissed off on this one. And for you, Deeves, I mean, you went ahead and benched Derek Carr. So, let me see. Derek Carr, you had 12 points. He's still dealing with that back. So, we got to see some good games out of him before we jump back into him, huh? You got Rivers, Carlos Hyde having a great year. Ajayi, you know, showed up, did good. Didn't get no touchdowns there. You know, Pierre Garçon is always steady, but it was a little lower. Marvin Jones, again, I mean, it looked like Detroit was playing NFL blitz out there. And one of the bigger disappointments as well, Delanie Walker, man. It's just like it seems like Mariota has gone away from his buddy, man. That was his favorite target last year. And it seems like you're definitely paying the price, but you made it out, man. You made it out of this one alive. And I mean, Jordy Nelson for you, Diesel, 7 points. I'm just looking through it. It was just a really close call, but just one decision or just a couple points, man, would have made the difference here. Look at Darkwall. I mean, he was questionable going into that game, too. I was even debating, and I was like, I don't know. All right. Well, you know, it's just one of those things, man. Inches, right? They always say that, you know, you got to win the game of inches. And in our league, we got to win the decimal point game. 1.7 to be exact. Goodness gracious. I'm glad I know how to count. But anyway, you know, that's the recap, man, on the games that we had. Let me look at the standings here real quick. Right now, if the playoffs started today, we're looking at A-Train. We're looking at Sweet Ron, Burke, Maddie, Carter, and Donnie. And then right on the outside looking in, we're looking at Naples MVP right in the mix. Paul is in it. And then everybody else, I mean, me, Diesel, I mean, man, you know, me and Kevin, we're, like I said, man, we got to step up our game, bro. We got to get up in that mix. Swing. Go out swinging, my friend. For you guys thinking I'm colluding, a collusion, I should say. Wait, get my grammar spelling correctly here. God damn it, dude. Get better. I'm just here doing different things. But, yeah, you know, guys are accusing me. They didn't come out and say it, but they were kind of being, you know, passive-aggressive with it. Like, I'm not saying you were colluding with MVP, but, you know, something's fishy going on there. And I was like, you know, I hate MVP. Me and MVP are not friends. I hate that guy. I don't want him winning. You shitting me? I mean, I don't want to hear that fucking guy talking about it all fucking year off season. I don't want to hear about it. That's all the guy wants to talk about when I see him. Hey, man, let's go out. Hey, what do you want to talk? Fantasy football, man. Tell me what we got to do. Come on, man. Let's talk. You know, no, I don't want to hear it. But anyway, it looks like it's pretty close, though, guys. You know, for Deeves and Diesel. For you guys, I mean, you're just, you know, a couple games out. I one game out, really. But, you know, anything goes, man. We got plenty of games to be played. I want to say we're halfway through the year. And it's been a fun ride thus far for everyone. I hope you guys that love to hear your fucking winning and me ranting about it, congratulations. Hope that this fucking gets you off, right? You know, I get off on hand jobs. You get off on this shit. So, you know, whatever. So that's it, man. I'm going to wrap this thing up, but until next week, and let me look at the waiver wire action here. What are we looking at right now? Oh, I mean, Hundley, That's what Carter wanted me to get. He wanted me to get Brent Huntley, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles. Yeah, those guys are great, right? I mean, you're looking at, you know, running backs. Chris Ivory, he had a lot of points, but that's just an anomaly with Fournette in the mix. Decker looking good there. As far as receivers, that's it. You know, yeah, Decker seems like, Mariota was going to him quite a bit. So we'll see how that goes. You know, I have to get with Greg on our moves because it's me and Kevin, you know, getting – and one of the things I wanted to say to Kamish, since I'm ranting about you talking shit, one of the things I may suggest is that in the waiver wire action, I think that, you know, for the people that have the best records, they never have an opportunity to get it, right? So Sweet Ron, you have A-Train, who else, you know, just some of the guys I mentioned, like they'll never be able to get a top waiver wire pick because everyone is 11 guys in front of you. What do you think of having where you're giving, you know, you start off the season with your waiver wire order, and if you don't use it, you don't lose it. So if I'm top waiver wire pick, and if I don't use it, I can keep it there, right? But then if anybody else uses theirs, then they go back to the bottom. So it forces you to be careful about going in that waiver wire action instead of it being like a bunch of piranhas, right? And then more than likely, me and Kevin are going to be getting the top picks. Like it rewards people that are not being a savage in the waiver wire. Something to think about, because then like a guy, let's just say a guy like Sweet Ron, you know, he's 4-1, and then he hasn't used up his waiver wire claim at all year, and he wants to go after Decker. You know, go ahead, bam, use him. Anyway, that's just something that I thought about. Man, this is a long one. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry to bore you. It's not like you listen to my podcast anyway. Who gives a fuck, right? I mean, so, yeah, fuck you. Here, ranting away. Have a good one.
My killers. My killers who will not take no for an answer. My fucking warriors. Who will not hang up the phone until their client either buys or fucking dies!